Once again, the text for this day is the epistle lesson read a moment ago from the fifth chapter of Revelation, beginning at the eighth verse. As I said, I would like to include the seven verses which precede verse 8, where that reading picked up, beginning at verse 1, the fifth chapter. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or look into it. Then I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to open the book or look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome, so as to open the book and its seven seals." And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. An extremely glorious scene is presented to us by the evangelist John in this, what I refer to as a throne room scene in heaven. John takes us right into the very throne room of God, where we see his throne, where we see God himself, and we see all of the creatures who are surrounding that throne. And there's a book. There is a book which has seven seals, we are told, and no one is found except the Lamb of God to break open those seals and to look into that book. And while this may not make a whole lot of sense to us in our day and age, yet to John's original readers, it made all kinds of sense. It was certainly a bolstering given to them. A church that was beginning to undergo persecution. A church that was wondering what was going on in the world, why they were being persecuted, why they were being killed, why their lives were turned upside down. Where was God? What was God doing? And John writes to them the book of Revelation. It is obviously code language that John writes to them. The reason being, he knew the message would get through. If he were to just speak plain language to those people, he knew his letter would never make it. The Roman postal system wouldn't allow it to go through. But as they read this, they would read, as many in our day and age do, nothing but nonsense. And so they let it go. And John knew his readers would read it, would hear it, and that it would give them great comfort. And for us, when we understand what this throne room scene is telling us, we can do nothing more than derive great and tremendous comfort from it. As a matter of fact, I have told my wife that if my death is a rather long, protracted, dragged out one, where I'm laying there on the bed in pain or whatever, I want Revelation chapter 5 read to me. Because it means everything. You see, the book is a symbol. It has seven seals, and that's a symbol too. The book contains, according to the book of Revelation, basically what's going to happen on the earth between the time of Christ's ascension into heaven and his second coming. It's in code language to be sure and in symbolic language to be sure, but that's what is contained in that book. The happenings upon the earth between the ascension and the second coming. And what we read there, once this book is opened in chapter 6, What we read there is indeed, or can be indeed, frightening. Because what is pictured for us there is just all kinds of things. How man, people are going to be inhuman to each other. Are going to treat each other in inhumane ways, between murder and graft and greed and all of those kinds of things. What's going to happen to mankind? Death is going to be around, we're told in this book. It's going to happen. The world is not going to be a bowl of cherries for anybody. We're also told that nature's going to get involved. Yeah. There's going to be upheavals in nature that are going to upset mankind. Mankind isn't going to get along with nature. Mankind isn't going to get along with anybody. And there's going to be spiritual warfare of all kinds. False gospels going forth. Many people succumbing to that false gospel. And the church is going to be persecuted. And those within the church are going to be persecuted. It's not a pretty picture. Not a picture that anyone would want to jump right into and revel in. What is contained there seems out of control. But the Lamb is worthy to open the book. The Lamb is worthy to look into the book. He's the only one. And what does that mean in a symbolic way? John simply says that everything contained in that book, everything, from plague to famine to murder to starvation, to hailstorms, to tsunamis, to hurricanes, to tornadoes, are all under the watchful eye of the Lamb of God. He's worthy to take the book. That's what that means. Not only is He worthy to take the book and look in it, but that picture tells us that He's in control of what's going on in that book. There isn't one single thing that happens on this earth that escapes His eye. There isn't one single thing that happens on this earth that He does not use for the good of His children, for your good and mine. We might not be able to see it, that's true. The only way really to see it is through faith. But that's what John is telling his original readers. Don't think this world's out of control. The Lord Jesus Christ is reigning, and He has it all under His servanthood. We don't dare think that anything that happens to us is beyond God's notice. That anything that happens to us does not serve Him. That's what the four living creatures are all about, you see. Four corners of the earth. Everything that happens on the earth, those four living creatures you heard John saying are saying, Amen. 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 Worthy is He. They're serving Him. That cancer, it's serving Him. That disaster, it's serving Him. The Lamb has opened the book. And what can the church do? Well, the church is pictured here. 24 elders around the throne. The 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles. Symbolic of the church of all time. And as they see the Lamb opening the book, as they hear the four living creatures serving Him, everything on the earth serving Him, the church can do nothing other than to fall down and worship Him and say, "Worthy are You. Worthy are You." The church can do nothing other than worship. Oh, our lives are not out of control. Our lives aren't just going about aimlessly here on the earth, undergoing one tragedy or disaster after another. They are under the watchful eye of the Lamb of God, the only one who is worthy, you see, to receive the book and break open its seals. Amen.